This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. President Thein Sein of Burma is scheduled Monday to meet US President Barack Obama. The former general becomes the first Burmese president to be welcomed to the White House in almost 47 years. The visit marks a dramatic diplomatic rehabilitation for his nation, which is also known as Myanmar, after years of international isolation. But activists are angry about President Obama hosting Thein Sein, and lawmakers are wary. The Burma leader has led the shift from decades of direct military rule, but has stalled on some reform commitments and failed to stop bloody outbursts of ethnic violence. I spoke to the director of the Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farminer, who says the visit is premature. What is your feeling about this visit? Is it too soon?
We certainly feel that the reward of having President Thein Sein visiting President Obama in the White House is far too big at the current time, given the limited nature of the reforms that have taken place. We've seen some reforms in terms of an opening up of space for media and freedom of speech in particular, but Burma still has some of the worst human rights records anywhere in the world, with war crimes, crimes against humanity taking place. And we've seen the president, even as he's in the US and doing interviews with the local media there, you know, denying that the Rohingya race even exists, whereas this is a Muslim minority which has been in the country for hundreds of years, and Human Rights Watch has accused the government of being involved in what they've described as ethnic cleansing against this minority. So he's in denial about the human rights abuses that took place in the past and about the serious human rights abuses which are continuing under his reign.
So with that in mind, what's in it for countries like the United States to be courting a man like this?
Well, I think that there's two factors which, in particular, which are motivating the Obama administration to court Thein Sein in this way. I think certainly for them, their priority is relations with China. They're very concerned about China's rise. They're trying to strengthen relations with Asian countries around China. They didn't want relationships with ASEAN countries, for example, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, of which Burma is a member, to continue to be soured by arguments over human rights in Burma. And they wanted to try and pull Burma away from Chinese influence. And if that meant that they had to tone down their advocacy on human rights issues, they seem to be prepared to do that. I think as well, the Obama administration has a very poor record on foreign policy generally. When Obama became president, he talked about a new foreign policy that would repair what he describes as the damage of George W. Bush's foreign policy and to the reputation of the U.S. around the world, and a new way of approaching dictatorships and authoritarian regimes. And every time he held out an open hand, it was returned with a fist. And so his foreign policy has not been successful, and he's desperately talking up Burma as a success story. And that seems to mean that the administration will play down some of the human rights abuses that are going on, talk up the positives, give Thein Sein rewards like coming to the White House to try and present this as a foreign policy success. Burma is a very big issue in the U.S., even though there are so many problems that remain.
There's also the issue of prisoners. We saw that Burma released 19 political prisoners as a kind of a gesture, but there are still many that are still held.
There are around 200 political prisoners on lists that sort of exile democracy activists have produced, but we think there are many hundreds more further north in the country, and we don't know the details about these. We know that hundreds of people have been arrested in Kachin State since the Burmese army broke a ceasefire there, and it's been rounding up farmers and anyone else that it thinks are associated with the ethnic Kachin resistance to the Burmese government. And in Rakhine State, where there have been the attacks against the Rohingya, there are around 1,000 people that are being held in jail in Rakhine State. Now, the government says they were all involved in the violence, but local people are saying there's lots of community leaders and others from areas where there wasn't even any violence who were rounded up by security services just so they could not speak to local journalists, they couldn't tell the international community what is going on. And if you take all these possible prisoners into account, then the number of political prisoners, instead of falling by almost 1,000, as the U.S. administration has described, may have fallen just by 200 or 300. So it's a very big difference in numbers there.
Is it a case that if you give someone everything that they want. If you bring Thein Sein to the White House, it's a top accolade. That really there's little room for leverage then.
We've certainly seen since most of the sanctions have been lifted, and since Thein Sein has been invited to the US and on tours around Europe, that the pace of reform in Burma has slowed down dramatically. And you're seeing some very serious incidents of human rights abuses taking place, which are going unaddressed. So we haven't seen any of the major repressive laws being repealed. The political prisoner numbers being released are just, you know, a dozen here or two dozen there when the president wants a good publicity, rather than in the hundreds that were being released previously. And any observer who's been working on Burma for a long time and prioritizing promoting human rights has seen a pattern between where they do respond when they're under pressure, and that this whole reform process was because there was a generation of generals who realized that Burma was being left behind. Now, most people in Burma don't believe that their end goal is democracy, but they certainly think that the international pressure has played a key role in the reforms that have taken place so far. And since the international community is ending this pressure, then you've seen the pace of reform slow down dramatically as well.